I'll declare the meeting open at 4 p.m. In accordance with Section 5.23A of the Local Government Act 1995 and Part 2A of the Local Government Administration Regulations 1996, this council meeting is being digitally recorded. Audio. All recordings will be retained as part of the Shire of Coolan's records and will be made available to the public via council's website, excluding recordings of matters that council will take behind closed doors. Councillor Bowie and Councillor Mullum have requested to attend this meeting via electronic means and will be required to meet the following criteria under the Local Government Act 1995, Section 5.25. Local Government Administration Regulations 1996. 14C. Authorised first or?
So just ask me to maintain confidentiality and things.
Yep. Councillor Bowie, can you confirm that you can maintain confidentiality?
Yes, I can.
Councillor Mullum, can you confirm that you can maintain confidentiality?
Yes, I can. Thanks, Rhett.
We do have a motion there to allow Councillors Bowie and Mullum to attend electronically. If we could have a mover and seconder. Councillor Miller. Have all members present. Declarations of interest by members. I'll read through the big list first and then we can take any other further declarations after that. So in relation to item 9.3 of the agenda, the lease of the Cultivating Coolan Committee Incorporated. The following office and elected members have disclosed impartiality interest in accordance with Local Government Act 1995. We have a CEO, Alan Leeson. She goes through the reasons or the.
I'll just go quickly through them if you like, Mr. President.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Yep. My declaration of interest, Alan Leeson, CEO, spouse Melissa Milligan Leeson, Treasurer, CKC, Fiona Murphy, Exec Manager of Finance Services, spouse Tom Murphy, Coolan Bush Races Rep on CKC, Judd Hobson, Executive Manager of Workshire of Coolan, his Chairperson of CKC, Terence Gadding, Executive Manager of Community Services, Secretary of CKC, Councillor Brad Smoker, Deputy Shire President, Coolan Community Financial Services Representative, CKC, Councillor Brad Miller, Committee Member of CKC and Proxy Council Delegate, Councillor Lachlan Sivier, Council Delegate on CKC, all impartiality interests.
Oh, Mr. Aaron. Are there any other declarations of interest for members? Neil, I have no public applications of leave for absence for the next meeting in March. Neil, confirmation of previous meetings, confirmation minutes of previous meetings, sorry. Shire Coolan Ordinary Council meeting minutes for the 16th of December 2025. Mover and seconder, Councillor Miller, Councillor Sivier. There are a couple of alterations or corrections.
So in addition to the resolution that's just been moved, it will be noted that the following corrections have been made for the minutes of 16th of December 2025. On page 4, a row was added after the voting outcome to show carried 5-0 On page 10, a row was added after the vote outcome to show carried 4-0. On page 10, addition of the words Councillor Smoker declared a proximity interest in item 9.3 and left the chambers at 4:04 p.m.
Good with that. Anyone opposed to receiving those minutes? Carried. 7.2, shall I call an annual electors meeting, 5th of February. Mover and seconder, Councillor Noble, Councillor Sivia. Any questions or comments out of those minutes? Anyone opposed to receiving those? Carried. No committee meetings, no presentations or deputations. Matters requiring decision, 9.1, list of accounts paid during the months of December and January, attachment 1 and 2, mover and seconder, Councillor Smoker, Councillor Sivia. Queries or questions out of that? Anyone opposed to adopting the recommendation? Carried. Mm. 9.2, financial reports for December and January. Mover and seconder. Hello. Councillor Mullen. Any queries or questions to that?
I've just got a query in the December financials. In note 3, explanation of material variances on page 6. The profit on asset of disposals, what's that? That's in the third sentence, offset by sale, BMW 81 maintenance truck, which had a budget of profit of $17,000, but the actual was only $434. Is that figure correct, or was there a typo?
No, that's correct. $434.
Okay, thanks.
With that. Is anyone opposed to adopting the recommendation? Carried.
Hmm.
9.3, lease for Cultivating Coolman Committee Incorporated, renewal of the cropping lease. Mover and seconder. Noble. Seconder from the wall. Councillor Barry. Any queries or comments out of that? It's identical to the previous lease agreement.
Yeah, really well. Yeah.
Anyone opposed to adopting the recommendation? Carried. 9.4, Western Power Pole Top Fires, direct advocacy to the Minister for Energy in Western Power. Have a mover and seconder, Councillor Spiker, Councillor Sevier. Any queries or comments out of that? I would just have one. Is it worth expanding a little bit just past the Cyclone Mitchell weather event? There's been a number of others
Yeah, I'll...
There's been a few more throughout the year that have more just gone unnoticed because we just dealt with them, but yeah.
Probably the easiest way would be to remove the wording that references cyclone event and just top, hold top fires within the Shire of Cooler.
I don't know if it's relative, but it's always the first bit of drizzle or rain after a long dry spell.
Yeah.
I don't know what causes it, but that's when it happens.
So, yeah, so I think that remove the words, including those occurring during next tropical cyclone, Mitchell weather event, and just enter everything then. So you're not isolating it to one. Ed.
So mover and second are happy with it?
Yes.
Yep.
Have you had any response or heard anything at all? Like you wrote the letter?
I haven't yet. Just the letter will go to one now. Yep. So similar resolution. We put an item up to the central zone.
Yep.
Meeting last week.
And obviously other shires are having the same issue. It's obviously not just us.
It's not the first time this has been raised.
No.
Keep some visibility and accountability to the government when it's going to accept it what it is.
Certainly.
I think they touched on another Zone meeting the other day. There was, about 4 years ago, it was the same sort of issue put forward. And there was a fair bit of spot shifting. And but, yeah.
A big aspect of it is the safety team. So that fire we went to, I rang the landowner afterwards. Western Power had been there and disconnected the power lines and just left them at head height on his driveway. And Western Power never even contacted him or anything to say that there were power lines across his driveway. There was nothing there at all.
You were coming home on your motorbike.
Yeah, another farmer had actually put something there so that you could see them. But, yeah, when I contacted the landowner, he knew nothing about it. It's pretty concerning.
Well, we'll wait a response.
Mm.
See whose fault it is.
Yeah.
Who they pass it to first.
Yep.
Is anyone opposed to adopting the officer's recommendation with that alteration? Carried. 9.5, write off of unpaid rent. Over and second up, Councillor Miller. Councillor Noble. Queries or questions on that one? Anyone opposed to adopting the recommendation? Carried. 10.1, compliance reporting, general compliance, December 25. In January 26, attachment 6 and 7, mover and seconder, Councillor Smoker, Councillor Miller. Any queries or comments on either of those reports? Anyone opposed to adopting the recommendation? Carried. 5 motions which are previous notice have been given. 5 motions without notice. There's no new business of urgent nature. Item opposed to the public, if we can have someone move. We go into camera. Councillor Mullen. Councillor Miller. Need to get consensus on that?
No. Let's put a motion in the camera.
Yep.
All in favour.
Everyone's in favour of going in the camera? If we can over and second to come out of Councillor Smoker and Councillor Sevier. Everyone in favour of coming out of the camera?
Yep.
We'll close the meeting at 20 past 4.